Orb, Volume 1, Number 1. On Purpose. Hello, welcome to The Orb. My name is Reed Hart. As the inaugural episode, I thought it reasonable to introduce you to the origins of this podcast and address some of my motives for doing it, and offer you some motive for listening. To address purpose. When telling a story, it is best to start at the beginning. Some of my friends have been encouraging me to share my perspectives and thoughts in a public forum. My daughter had known that I worked in radio long ago, and she also had the experience of having me read to her, so she recommended a podcast. This concept appealed to me, so I shopped the idea around a few other friends. One, my ex-wife, a particularly insightful individual, promptly remarked, "What is your purpose?" I was caught short. I hadn't really assessed what I was trying to accomplish. I am doing this on purpose, but why? Why should I, and more importantly, why should you, invest time in this? And yes, there is that bigger question. What is your purpose? I'm sure you've been to more than a few presentations where at the end, the presenter asks, "Are there any questions?" I read a filler piece in Reader's Digest that described an individual that would always take such an opportunity to ask, "What's the meaning of life?" Really, it costs nothing to ask, and just maybe, one day, the presenter might have a pretty good answer. I don't want to misset any expectations. The Orb does not claim to have the answer, just some perspectives on the question. Please allow me to start small and work up to the big question. In 1979, I took up sailing. I really enjoy it, and even spent time teaching sailing in the 90s. Cruising a sailboat comes in two basic types. Coastal cruising is the gently paced life of sailing short legs from one anchorage to another. You spend time in a quiet cove, just relaxing in the boat. Every now and then, you haul up the hook and sail to another pretty spot. More on that in a minute. The other type of cruising is called blue water cruising. That's the long trips over open water, where all you see is water for day after day after day. Some find blue water cruising pretty boring, and consider it the hell you go through to get from one good cruising ground to another. Others see it as time to think the long thoughts. This podcast is intended to consider the long thoughts. Back to coastal cruising. There is a place some call Chicken Harbor. Not a specific place on the map, a metaphorical place that could be anywhere. It's an anchorage where you really settle in. Other cruisers come and go, and you'll talk about making a passage to some other place, but there's always something in the way. You need to repair something. You need some provisions. The weather's about to turn. You have to face it. You're stuck. It's not a bad thing, but there is an element of loss of all the other great places you could experience. Now, I love just being and not having to do stuff. I love my home. I love sleeping. I'm in Chicken Harbor. It's time to leave. In May of 2007, Tom Engelhart, a professional editor and writer, wrote in his blog, The Tom Dispatch, a motivating reformulation of Dante that has haunted me ever since. Imagine this painted above the inside of the door of your home. "Abandon paralysis, all ye who exit here." The Orb is my passage out of Chicken Harbor. It's an exploration of new things, adventures, and likely a few storms. Storms really aren't much fun when you're in them, but you know, they make pretty good stories when you get to the other side. We all like to tell stories. We still bear that primal need to sit around the fire at the end of the day and share with our community. The Orb is intended to be a facsimile for that fire, a place to think about our lives and share our perspectives of who and what we are. Please join me round the fire, or on that blue water cruise, however you'd like to visualize it. Oh, and there'll be music, too. I have a personal question for you. Do you bathe? Really, I'm serious. I, like all children, was raised taking baths. For me, this habit continued until I moved into residence at university, where they didn't have tubs, just showers. So now, I'm a shower person. It's quicker and more efficient, but not without loss. bathing is a very different experience from a shower. In many cultures, you shower to get clean before you bathe to relax and reflect, or maybe play. This is a sort of parallel with the types of cruising I talked of earlier. A shower is generally short, cleansing, and often invigorating, not at all an unpleasant experience. A bath is something more committed, the blue water passage that takes time to prepare and execute. For those living at hyperspeed, a bath would probably seem a bit boring too. Now consider, which is the more rewarding experience? After a shower, do you just get on with your day? After a bath, do you feel more aware, more intimately yourself? Anyway, my point is that the orb is intended to get past the casual jetsam of thoughts and responses, tossed away like brushing off so much loose dirt. Our purpose is to soak in the deeper thoughts and come out feeling enriched by the experience. In 1971, I saw an animated film, The Point, which took on the bigger subject and made a deep impression on me. The story is of the adventures of a boy named Oblio.
Hi, sir.
And his dog, Arrow. The story is set in the land of Point, where everyone and everything has a point. Pointed heads, pointed buildings, even pointed wheels. You get the idea. Oblio was born with a defect, a round head, no point. With loving parents and the help of a pointed cap, he fits into his society as a happy and pleasant child, until he gets on the wrong side of a very powerful family. Oblio and Arrow get banished to the pointless forest, where he encounters a variety of characters. This adventure is the core of the film. He, and I, learn some really valuable lessons. There are a few encounters that I want to recall here. The first is Oblio's first meeting with the Pointed Man, a multi-headed, multi-armed, multi-arrowed ball of confusion.
But what is a Pointed Man doing in the pointless forest?
Listen to the lad.
Me pointed?
That's too funny.
You know, he's funny.
Me, a Pointed Man?
This youth amuses me.
But sir, you're pointing right now, more than any...
My boy, I'm not the Pointed Man you think I am.
I can point in every direction, sure.
Any fool can do the same.
Bit.
A point in every direction.
Is the same as no point at all.
Oh, would you argue the point?
I wouldn't.
Not on a bet.
It never entered my mind.
A point in every direction is the same as no point at all. And any fool can point in every direction. It never entered my mind. The purpose of having things enter your mind is to leave you at some destination. The thinking is the journey. Now, which way to go with that thought? With an open mind, don't the thoughts provide the direction? Only those who have predetermined their destination would try to force the point. The trick in the thinking is to see where the thought is trying to take you. Now seeing becomes the challenge. Later in Oblio's adventure, he encounters the Rock Man.
Listen, Jack, there ain't nothing pointless about this gig. Just look around yourself. The birds singing sweet love song to the trees, and squirrel doing crazy takes all over the place. Mother Nature, she watching over the whole scene, and dig me, taking it all in.
Yeah, but...
It's the here and now that I'm talking about. The smell of sweet life in the air. It's the warm feel of the sun and the beat of the music. Just digging yourself.
But I can't see the...
Well, you see what you want to see. Tell me, did you ever see, dinosaur?
No.
Well, did you ever see a pterodactyl?
No.
Well, did you ever want to see a pterodactyl?
I guess not.
Well, that's it. You see what you want to see. And you hear what you want to hear. Look, let me hip you to reality.
I'd really rather know if this is still the pointless forest.
Now, there you go again. Pointless. That's the central issue of what I'm putting down for you cats.
Huh?
You gotta open your mind as well as your eyes. But first, you gotta get it together. You know, be cool. Dig yourself. Get the message? Now, here's the lick. You don't have to have a point to have a point, dig? All you gotta do is open your mind along with your eyes. Now, you got a long road, son, so you remember what I say, okay?
Oh, I will, Mr. Rockman, I will.
Play it easy. And remember, as you make it through this forest, ain't necessary to possess a point, to have yourself a point.
There are so many lessons in that admittedly abridged scene. Let's return to perspective.
You see what you want to see, and you hear what you want to hear.
We're weak. Okay, that's not fair. I'm weak. I like to surround myself with reinforcements. I tend to spend my time on things that reinforce the perspectives I already hold. I watch news and opinion programs that agree with me, and spend very little time on those that oppose my views. When I do encounter opposing perspectives, I tend to be too readily dismissive of them. I need to open my mind a little more. The orb is intended to be that lens that broadens my view to really consider other perspectives and why they should have value. Or not. I'd still like to believe that my thinking has been correct and will hold up to serious scrutiny. But I really want the orb to force me into other ways of seeing the world. I have to let the thoughts and ideas point the way. I have to leave Chicken Harbor and face the storm. My purpose is to see the world anew and live a fuller life.
Just look around yourself. The birds singing sweet love song to the trees, and squirrel doing crazy takes all over the place. Mother Nature, she watching over the whole scene. And dig me, taking it all in.
Yeah, but...
It's the here and now that I'm talking about. The smell of sweet life in the air. It's the warm feel of the sun and the beat of the music. Just digging yourself.
The rock man has found a purpose that suits him. Just be. Experience the world around and take joy in it. Simply bear witness, without judgment, without feeling that you have to do something with it.
Think to myself, what a wonder. deep in the sky are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Now we've arrived at the big question.
Why? That's the hardest one to answer. That's what I always want to know. Why? And that's the question everyone always asks.
I'd like to approach this with an even more basic question. Why do we ask for meaning in life? I do not wish to offend any religious faith, but I have to start with some axiom, and it's this. Human beings are animals like any other. When I consider a squirrel, I don't imagine it spends time pondering its own existence. When a trout swims around, I don't visualize it on a quest to find itself. The wolf spider prowling the creases and crevices of your home is just looking for food. To be fair, I can't know what's going on in their minds, but honestly, I believe animals just go about survival, seeking food, habitat, a mate, and making little rodents, fish, and spiders. Why should people be any different? Second axiom, I believe in natural selection. I believe humans evolved survival skills that are largely based on our capacity to think. We aren't the strongest, the fastest, the best camouflaged. We're generally not toxic to those that might prey on us. We have risen to the top of the food chain because of our mental faculty for understanding cause and effect. Consider an ant running in what looks like a breathless race to somewhere else. If you stomp in its path, it doesn't hesitate to find another path and continue on its way. It shows no fear, no hint that it might be able to imagine its own future, and that that future may be threatened. People, on the other hand, have an astonishing capacity to imagine their own future. People can't help but look for patterns in things. This is a survival skill that helps us predict the future. We see a pattern and expect it to continue. By acting on that prediction, we could, among other things, plant a seed, knowing that it will bear fruit later. We can anticipate weather changes and prepare ourselves for them. It's a useful skill that makes us very successful at adaptation, our big survival advantage. Now we come to the root of our problem. If we conduct our lives according to a plan, then it becomes easy to mistakenly assume everything must have a plan. When bad things happen to good people, we demand to know why, as though the events of our world are somehow even more organized and deliberate than we are in our own lives.
Play it easy. And remember, as you make it through this forest, ain't necessary to possess a point, to have yourself a point.
He's not just saying you don't have to have a pointed head or some other physical point. He's saying you don't have to have a goal, a purpose, to have meaning and value. When we ask for meaning in life, aren't we really asking to have value? We have come to associate value with what we can do for ourselves and others, what we can contribute to our community. Yet I'm confident you hold that human life has intrinsic value. When a baby is born, it has as much worth as any other baby. Admittedly, many will hold that later in life, one person may be assessed a greater value than another. The beggar in the street may not be valued as much as, say, the Dalai Lama. But I suggest that these valuations are not associated with the meaning of life. They are a measure of gratitude for the contribution they make to the quality of our lives. We tend to spend a great deal of our time pursuing goals to improve the quality of our lives, not at all unlike the squirrel, trout, or spider. Just take in the wonder, the spectacle, and the delicacy of the world around you, and be satisfied that your purpose is simply to be. Now back to the small-scale question of my purpose in creating the orb, and your reason to listen. Although our world is full of amazements, curiosities, and awesomeness, mankind has also created a social world of sometimes challenged civility. Anyone with compassion, and that really is the vast majority of humanity, cannot look out upon what we have wrought without some sense of shame, sorrow, or even impending doom. The orb is me saying that I refuse to be paralyzed by what I see around me. It often seems too overwhelming to be able to change it. The desired effects seem to demand massive causes. You're likely familiar with the butterfly effect, that really minor changes in condition can result in dramatically different weather outcomes. I'm not setting out with the purpose of fixing anything, just to understand it a little more than I do now. The orb is intended to share my perspectives and maybe expand your view of life a little too. With a broader understanding, we may make subtle changes in how we conduct the doing part of our lives. In those subtle changes, maybe we will affect the weather without really trying. Oblio has a last encounter with the pointless man.
We were just talking about the why of everything. Why this, why that, and then just when I was thinking that...
Now, there you go again.
You're thinking.
That's very destructive, my lad.
Most destructive indeed.
If a person does enough thinking...
A certain amount of knowledge is sure to follow.
The result, Sonny Bob...
Could be a life of misery.
But I can't help it. I haven't been trying to think. Things just sort of start popping up in my mind. They occur to me out of...
Thoughts just start popping up into your mind.
Ideas form without any effort on your part.
You find that concepts simply conceptualize?
Well, yes.
That's grim.
It started way back when I met the Rock Man.
It's a disaster.
And it just kept on happening.
Mayday! It's a complete mayday!
I was hoping maybe you could help me figure out just exactly...
There's really nothing more that I can do.
You're out of my hands.
I tried to help you, boy.
Tried to show you the pointlessness of it all.
But you wouldn't listen.
Sir, I hope you don't think I'm ungrateful.
You had to go digging around, didn't you?
You had to let thoughts slip into your head.
You're lost, lad, lost.
The kid blew it.
Had everything going for him and he blew it.
The fact is, my boy, that is, under the circumstances...
There's no place in the pointless forest for you.
But where'll I go? What'll I do? I can't go home again.
I can't go home again. Indeed, how do you keep them down on the farm after they've seen? Welcome to the Orb. The orb is being done on purpose, to focus less on the immediate events of our lives and look beyond, at the bigger picture. The orb is a view into the pleasures to be found in the art of ideas. Look through the orb at things you've accepted without much attention and see them a little differently. The orb also reflects a view of ourselves. As difficult as it is to cope with the world, by seeing ourselves a little differently, we might glimpse a vision of a more joyful future. I need to set out and face the storms that influence who and what I am, to try to gain control of how to relate to society and the world. I could use your help. Abandon paralysis, all ye who exit here. Everybody dance now. Thank you. Orb is a listener-supported presentation of Cronoble Productions. New podcasts are released alternate Mondays at orbcast.ca or pick us up at iTunes. I'm Reed Hart.